Daydreaming. Everyone daydreams sometimes. We sit or lie down, close our eyes, and use our imagination to think about something that might happen in the future or could have happened in the past. Daydreams are not dreams, because we can only daydream if we are awake. Also, we choose what our daydreams will be about, which we cannot usually do with dreams. Daydreams can help people to be creative. People such as composers, novelists, and filmmakers develop new ideas through daydreaming. Research in the 1980s showed that most daydreams are about ordinary, everyday events. It also showed that over 75% of workers in so-called boring jobs, such as lorry drivers and security guards, spend a lot of time daydreaming in order to make their time at work more interesting. Recent research has also shown that daydreaming has a positive effect on the brain. Experiments show that the parts of the brain linked with complex problem solving are more active during daydreaming. Researchers conclude that daydreaming is an activity in which the brain consolidates learning. In many cultures, daydreaming is considered a bad thing to do. One reason for this is that when you are daydreaming, you are not working. In the 19th century, for example, people who daydreamed a lot were judged to be lazy. Other people have said that daydreaming leads to escapism and that this is not healthy either. Escapist people spend a lot of time living in a dream world in which they are successful and popular instead of trying to deal with the problems they face in the real world. Such people often seem to be unhappy and are unable or unwilling to improve their daily lives. Indeed, recent studies show that people who often daydream have fewer close friends than other people. In fact, they often do not have any close friends at all.